Yeah, well, once again, we're easing towards the end of another Refunk show. Rough beats in the background. This is instrumental from John Hendicott. I've been swinging through some rough instrumentals in the last few minutes. Willie Mitchell. It's crazy. A track called My Babe from 1969. Also some nice Lack of Afro. And Ilya's been supplying lots of B-boy classics, a lot of breaks and beats and like roughness. Bernard Purdy, Pretty, the hitmaker, the soul drums. Actually, we had a double shot. That was his track. But as many people might know, he of course is the drummer behind Rocksteady, the classic Aretha Franklin track, the big break there. Also some nice kind of looped and chopped beats from Ruckus Roboticus, and the epic Nina Simone version of Funkier Than Mosquitoes, Tweeter. That was a nice one to revisit for sure.
Battle of the Drummers with Purdy.
And that Brooklyn People track, like that's such a, I have that that 45 as well, and it's, you don't see it pop up that often. I think they have maybe two other singles, never an LP as far as I know. I'm kind of curious. I assume they're from Brooklyn, but I don't really know much about them other than that.
It sounds like it. Both tracks are really good.
Yeah.
Never seen it another time other than when I found it.
Yeah. The flip side of that is it Peace and Love, I think is the track, which I included as one of many beats in the big interview with Buddha from Canadian Four Masters that we did last week. Show 701 if you want to check that out. I think we have Static on the phone. What's up, man?
Just eating at Sea Monster Sushi. Big supporters of WeFunk.
Nice.
Like boutiques and restaurants, and my friend Keith working there.
Okay, cool. Do they play WeFunk on the premises?
They do. They say until like something hardcore comes on and okay. There's kids around, then they have to
put it up. Nice. Too hardcore for sushi.
We funk for the children. Just play right through.
Man, we funk's for everybody. But there's different parts exactly. of we funk. So probably some parts of we funk should not be for the children. at least not until a certain age. But yeah, it's all rated PG, as in Professor Groove.
Professor Groove. It's all rated DS.
Whatever that means. Let's roll into announcements. Do you want to talk about the European tour?
Yeah, we were trying to lock down more shows. We got a couple of locked down already, November 29th to December 9th. The usual business, get at me, and then we'll negotiate and send something up. And then try to pack in maybe 10 shows over that span. Right now we got Hamburg, Copenhagen, Zurich, and a couple other places lined up. But there's always room for more.
Of course.
Always room for more. Calling out Poland. We know a lot of supporters out there. Romania, too. We haven't been in a minute. France. Lots of places. London, too. Shout out to Dave Hudge. He moved to New Zealand. So we're kind of short of contact there, but we're going to try to work something out. Anger, too. And the Hattu Collective.
Yeah. What's up, Sheffield?
The WeFunk Collabo shirt, taking it international. Yes. 1-2-3 Clan's pretty international. They are international, straight up. Shouts to Cyan and Chlor.
Definitely. Let's see. Don't forget, of course, tomorrow night, as I've been reminding you, come down and check out the Blurry with me and Ruby Jane supplying funk and other funk, funk-influenced, funk-inflected, funk-infused sounds. That's on Blurry, just below Sherbrooke. And Under Pressure, of course, happening all through this weekend. This was the unofficial Under Pressure pre-party.
Oh yeah, I'm looking forward to that. That set was for all the B-boys, all the B-girls.
That's
representing.
The prequel.
Yeah, 12th edition, I think, this year, if I remember correctly. So good to see it going strong. Big shout out to Sterling and the whole crew of people that make that happen every year. Definitely labor, love, and dedication.
I think it's longer than that, because they started around the time we did, and we're like going on 16 years.
Oh,
okay. Is it possible?
It is entirely possible. My
What's a couple of years when you're
It's something more than 10, perhaps as many as 15 or more. But definitely a Montreal institution.
No doubt. I just found out for the people who peep the Acolypse, the represent Soul, Truth and Soul. Lee Field is coming out in Vancouver. I don't know if he's playing, doing a Montreal leg of the tour too. September, Fortune Sound Club. Gonna try to, check that out here in Vancouver.
Yeah, man, definitely check that out. He's one of those performers that, true entertainer.
Last one stands, 2012, one last announcement. That's the big street dance jam coming up. Just trying to push that with Locke and Kwan, the organizer. Very cool people. Just look it up online. Last one stands, 2012, Vancouver edition. Soon to be international.
Nice. All right, well, we have a few more songs on the chill out kind of vibe to take us out of here until Soca Sessions gets on. Nice George Duke track, and as I mentioned, a little unreleased Dame Funk. Well, I guess it's released. You put it up on SoundCloud. That's kind of released. Good enough for these days. Good enough for me in any case. So next week, our guest, I believe, is going to be Majess. First time on WeFunk, but definitely a Montreal institution. Yeah, man.
Nice. Wow, old school specialist.
Yes,
he can throw down like none other.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to that for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
And in the meantime, you can head over to WeFunkRadio.com, go get your fill of funk and hip-hop, dive into our audio archive, browse our playlists, and link up with us over on Facebook/WeFunkRadio as well. And that's about it. Have a good weekend. Thanks once again, Ilya.
Thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure.
Peace, Static.
Thanks, Ilya. All right, peace out.
Peace. Mm-hmm.